97.9, 105.5, Kiss FM. It's Big Pop in the Morning. Ladies and gentlemen, coming live to the Stanley this Saturday night, the comedy stylings of Mr. Brian Regan. Brian, how you doing, dude?
I'm doing great, Big Papa. How are you, man?
I'm fantastic. Where are we catching you today?
Well, I am calling from Las Vegas.
Oh, boy.
And I'm actually sitting at the blackjack table as we speak.
Oh, boy. All right, is blackjack your game?
Oh, yeah. Hang on one second. Yeah, I'm going to split those tens, please.
Ooh, oh!
Yeah, that'll give you an idea.
Of course, Brian.
We live here, man. I'm just hanging out at the home front here in Las Vegas.
Oh, cool. And what's it like to if you live in Vegas? It's got to be a completely different feel as far as you know, because people go there to drop money and to live it up, and that's like your everyday. It's got to be completely different than from the way everybody sees it, right?
Yeah. What's really weird is, you know, when you live here, you know, you live around other homes with, you know, we have families and kids, and the kids are riding bikes out in front of the house. And, you know, to think that, you know, 20 miles down the road, there's all kinds of gambling and womanizing and drinking and all who knows what else going on. Not that we don't, you know, go down and see our friends at casinos when they come into town and that sort of thing.
Well,
but,
sure.
Yeah, you know, you got to be careful not to think you're going to be able to live that life on a nightly basis. Maybe some people can pull that off, but that's not for me.
Yeah, well, I completely understand, because when you think Vegas, that's exactly what you're thinking. You're thinking the boozing and doing the craps table and legalized, you know, every which way but loose. And so you don't really think of suburbia that way, you know?
Yeah, and it's like a weird hybrid, too, because, like, I was driving my little boy and girl around. We were doing some family time, and we were playing the alphabet game in the car where you try to find every letter in the alphabet on a billboard or something like that. You know,
okay.
You go from A through Z. And the way we play is you say a letter, and then you say what word you saw it in. You know, like B as in Burger King, you know.
Right.
So we're playing, and my little boy in the back goes, T as in topless.
Oh.
And then he goes, what does that mean, Daddy? I'm like, don't worry about it, buddy. Try to get the U. Come on, you're close to getting all the way to the Z. Let's go. Let's move.
Oh, man. We're talking to Brian Regan. BrianRegan.com is the website. You've seen him all over the place, Comedy Central. And he's going to be at the Stanley this Saturday. Now, you're coming from Vegas, and, dude, we got snow.
Yeah, man, that's what I'm hearing.
Are you cool with snow? Is that all right with you?
Yeah, you know what I do? I just pack my tennis racket snowshoe things, you know? And I wear those around. I never understood those. I grew up in Miami, Florida, and whenever we watched, like, you know, movies that included snow, people seem to walk around with those big giant tennis racket snowshoes.
Yeah.
I've done a lot of traveling. I still haven't even seen anybody wear a pair.
You know, we have on the downtown here in Utica, there's the parkway, and there's a golf course, and
uh-huh.
On the golf course during the wintertime, you can do cross-country skiing, or you can get those and actually walk. I only know one person that's ever attempted it. And they tried to get us to do it. Actually, you know what? I forgot about this. They tried to get us to use them in gym class in high school. You can either cross-country ski or try to get those tennis racket thingies on the bottom of your feet and take a walk. And I was the fat kid, so what I did is I pretty much sat on my ass in the snow and tried to put those things on my feet the whole time and pretended not to get it. So by the time I actually got it, it was time to go inside and go to lunch.
Wow, that's quite a phys ed class.
That's what I'm. Well, yeah. I get.
When I get there, man, that's the first thing I do. You know, when I get to the airport, you know, I guess you can either go to the rental car counter, or else you can go up to the tennis racket snowshoe counter. Maybe I'll go up to that counter. I'll say, give me a pair, man. I'm going to walk myself to the hotel.
Okay, so again, we're talking to Brian Regan, the Stanley, this Saturday. For tickets, you can go to any Ticketmaster outlet or stanleytheater.net, stanleytheater.net. Number one, Brian, they just revamped the Stanley. They put millions and millions and millions of dollars revamping this thing. And it's absolutely gorgeous on the inside. So it's going to be a treat just to see that, because the backstage area used to be a little shoddy, but now it's awesome. So
well, I wish instead of putting all that money into the theater, they would have just like left, you know, paint coming off the walls and wires hanging and paid us, you know, pay the entertainers.
But when you come to town, there's a couple of things I have to give you, like Utica 101.
Okay.
When you're coming to Utica, lots of fantastic. It has to do with food and beer. When it deals with Utica, chicken riggies is like a Utica. It's like a Utica dish. It's rigatoni and chicken and like a cream sauce and they actually have, you know how they have like chicken wing festivals in like Buffalo, New York. We have a riggy fest here.
Hey, By chance going to be, you know, going on this weekend, or is that another time of year?
No, that's another time of year, but every Italian restaurant has two things. They have chicken riggies and they have fish fries on Fridays.
Oh man. Wow. I'm headed to the right city.
So it's chicken riggies, it's tomato pie. Have you heard of that before or no?
I have not heard of either one.
Okay.
I heard of the beer part. You said that earlier. I have heard of that.
Yeah, they make Utica Club and Saranac beer right here in Utica. So we actually have a brewery downtown.
That is cool. When we were young, we grew up in Miami, Florida, my family.
Right.
But we went to, my relatives are from upstate New York.
Oh, cool.
And I remember being in the Utica area as part of a vacation. We were driving around, and we went to the Taylor Wine bottling facility or something. Does that still exist there?
I don't know. I haven't heard of it, but that doesn't mean anything.
Yeah, I mean, that's my memory of, you know, my parents took all their kids to go to where they make wine. But I remember it was a cool thing, so I don't know if it's still there or not, but...
Why do I think that the parents enjoyed that trip just a little bit more than the kids?
I remember afterwards they gave everybody like a free taste of wine, and me and my brothers and sisters are like, wow, are we going to drink wine? We've never done this in our lives. But they don't do that for the kids, of course. They would give the kids a little glass of grape juice or something like that.
Yeah, just like here, you can take, they actually have tours of the brewery. And at the end of the tour, you can get a Utica Club or a Saranac, and the kids can get a root beer.
There you go.
And it's funny.
This is no better than to be pumping alcohol into little boys and girls.
You got to start them early, Brian. That's just...
Yeah, okay. It says beer on the end, right?
Absolutely. It's Brian Regan. BrianRegan.com. His new DVD, Epitome of Hyperbole. Right? Did I say it right?
You said it perfectly. You can either say the epitome of hyperbole.
Right.
Or you can say the epitome of hyperbole. But however you say it is fine with me.
that's available at, of course, at BrianRegan.com. Going to be at the Stanley this Saturday at 8 o'clock for tickets. You can go to stanleytheater.net. Now, Brian, one thing we do with all you celebrities, it's called the Quick Six. It's
okay.
Six questions, 60 seconds, and it lets everyone get to know a little bit more about you, all right?
Please tell me these are true or false questions, or I'll do my best.
Not even close, dude. Here we go. Brian Regan, if you weren't a comedian, what would you be doing for a living?
Probably be a dog catcher.
What movie will you stop and watch every single time it's on?
Anything about dogs.
Favorite toy as a child?
Stuffed dog.
I know you're on the road a lot. When you stop at a gas station, you're going on a road trip, what do you grab? What are your go-to snacks?
Hot dog.
Favorite body part of the opposite sex? Yeah, pull out a dog answer on this one.
lower back.
And finally, favorite toy as an adult?
An actual dog.
It's Brian Regan, everybody, at the Stanley this Saturday night, courtesy of MVCC. For tickets, stanleytheater.net. And for all of your Brian Regan needs, go to BrianRegan.com. Dude, cannot wait for Saturday. It's going to be a great show at 8 o'clock.
Appreciate it, man. Have a great one.
All right, Brian Regan, everybody. We'll be right back. It's Big Pop in the Morning. Thank you, Seth.